听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始。现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear...Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read A. At the office. B. In the waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation...We know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束，听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4.Part 2. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause.During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 1. After high school,I'd like to go to college and major in business administration.
But I'd rather spend my college days finding out how children learn.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2.Is everything ready for the conference?
The only thing left to do is set up the microphones and speakers. They'll be here in a few minutes.
What preparations have yet to be made? Question 3. Is it almost time to go home now? I'm so tired, I can hardly see straight.
Just a few more minutes, then we can go.
What is the woman's problem? Question 4.I'm not sure what I'm in a mood for. Ice cream or sandwiches? They're both really good here.
The movie starts in an hour, and we still have to get there and park. So just make a decision.
What does the man mean?Question 5. Tom said he would come to repair our solar heater when he has time.
He often says he's willing to help, but he never seems to have time.
What does the man imply about Tom? Question 6. So you know that Sam turned down the job offered by the travel agency?
Yes, the hours were convenient, but if he had accepted it, he wouldn't be able to make ends meet.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 7. Could you tell me a bit about the business your company is doing?
We mainly deal with large volume buyers from Western countries, and our products have been well received.
What business is the woman's company doing?
Question 8. Yesterday, I made reservations for my trip to Miami next month.
You must really be looking forward to it. You haven't had any time off for at least 2 years.
What is the woman going to do? Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, I need some information about some of the towns near here.
What would you like to know?
Well, first I'd like directions to go to Norwalk. I believe there's an interesting museum there. It isn't far, is it?
No, not at all. Norwalk is about 18 miles east of here on Route 7. And you're right, it's a wonderful little museum.
Oh, good. Now, what about Amitsville? I have some friends I'd like to visit there, and I also want to get to Newton. They're near each other, aren't they?
Well, they're actually in opposite directions. Amitsville is northeast. It's about 35 miles northeast of here.
35 miles northeast. And how about Newton?
Well, Newton is in the other direction. It's southwest, so it isn't really very close to Amitsville at all. And it's a long drive. It's about 55 miles southwest from here, and the road is not at all straight.
55 miles southwest? Well, maybe I won't go there this time.
I'd recommend visiting Westview or Greytown. They're both very close. Westview's just 7 miles west of here, and Greytown is about 5 miles south. They're really pretty little towns, with lots of old houses and beautiful tree-lined streets.
I see. 7 miles west to Westview and 5 miles south to Greytown. Good. Well, I think that's all the information I'll need for a while. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, sir. I hope you enjoy your stay. Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What does the man know about Norwalk? Question 10. What does the woman say about Amitsville and Newton? Question 11. What do we learn about Westview and Greytown?
Conversation 2. Sandra, I've finished with Mr. Gardner now. Do you think you could pop through and bring me up to date on the arrangements for the Italian trip?
Certainly, Mr. Wilkinson. I'll bring everything with me.
Right, take a seat. Now, my first meeting is when?
Your first meeting is on Monday the 21st at 9 a.m. with Dr. Gucci of Banco San Pietro in Milan.
Okay, so can I fly out early Monday morning?
Well, there's a flight to Linate Airport which leaves at 6:30 London time and gets in at 8:30 Italian time.
Yeah, but that only leaves me 30 minutes to clear customs and get into the city center, and it means I'll have to check in by 5:30, which means leaving home at about 4:15.
I'm afraid so.
Not so keen on that. What's the program for the rest of that day?
It's quite full, I'm afraid. At 11, you're seeing Gianna Riva at Megastar, and then you have a lunch engagement with Gavin from the Chamber of Commerce at 1.
Where's that?
You're meeting him at his office, and then he's taking you somewhere.
Good, that sounds fine. What about the afternoon?
Well, at 3:30, you're seeing our sales representative there, and then you're free till the evening.
I see. I seem to remember that I'm having dinner with someone from Bergamo.
That's right. A Mr. Betty from SAP Industries at 8.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What would the man like the woman to do? Question 13. At what time is Mr. Wilkinson going to leave home for the airport? Question 14. Who is Mr. Wilkinson going to have lunch with on Monday? Question 15. What is most probably the woman's job?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Donna Friedrichs served with the Peace Corps for 2 years in Brazil. She joined the Peace Corps after she graduated from college because she wanted to do something to help other people. She had been brought up on a farm, so the Peace Corps assigned her to an agricultural project. Before she went to Brazil, she studied Portuguese for 3 months. She also learned a great deal about its history and culture. During her 2 years with the Peace Corps, Donna lived in a village in northeastern Brazil. That part of Brazil is very dry, and farming is often difficult there. Donna helped the people of the village to organize an irrigation project, and she also advised them on planting crops that didn't require much water. When Donna returned to the States, she couldn't settle down. She tried several jobs, but they seemed very boring to her. She couldn't get Brazil out of her mind. Finally, one day, she got on a plane and went back to Brazil. She wasn't sure what she was going to do, she just wanted to be there. After a few weeks, Donna found a job as an English teacher, teaching 5 classes a day. Like most of the teachers, she doesn't make much money. She shares a small apartment with another teacher, and she makes a little extra money by sending stories to newspapers in the States. Eventually, she wants to quit teaching and work as a full-time journalist.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. Why did Donna join the Peace Corps after she graduated from college? Question 17. What was Donna assigned to do in Brazil? Question 18. Why did Donna go back to Brazil once again? Question 19. How did Donna make extra money to support herself? Passage 2. Results of a recent Harris poll on free time showed that the average work week for many Americans is 50 hours, with the time spent eating, sleeping, and taking care of household duties, there is little time left for leisure activities for many Americans. However, having free time to relax and pursue hobbies is important. People need time away from the pressures of study or work to relax and enjoy time with friends and family. In different countries, free time is spent in different ways. The results of the Harris poll showed that reading was the most popular spare time activity in the U.S. This was followed by watching TV. In a UK survey on leisure time activities, watching TV and videos was most popular. Listening to the radio came second. In a similar survey conducted in Japan, the most popular free time activity was eating out. The second most popular activity was driving. There were also differences in the most popular outdoor pursuits between the 3 countries. The most popular outdoor activity for Americans was gardening. In the UK, it was going to the pub. In Japan, going to bars ranked 8th in popularity, and gardening ranked 9th. Although people around the world may enjoy doing similar things in their free time, there is evidence to suggest that these interests are changing. In the U.S., for example, the popularity of computer activities is increasing. Many more people in the States are spending their free time surfing the web, emailing friends, or playing games online.
Questions 20 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 20. What is the recent Harris poll mainly about? Question 21. What was the most popular leisure activity in the U.S.? Question 22. What was the most popular outdoor pursuit in the U.K.? Passage 3. On March the 13th, while on duty, Charles McLaughlin, a very careless driver employed by the company Loomis, was involved in another accident. The accident occurred in Riverside, California. Not paying attention to his driving, McLaughlin turned right on Main Street and 33rd Street and hit a Volkswagen Rabbit. This caused minor damage to his truck and serious damage to the car. On the basis of the police report, the Loomis Accident Committee correctly determined that McLaughlin had been quite careless. As a result of the committee's conclusion, the branch manager, Mr. David Rossi, reported that he had talked with McLaughlin about his extremely poor driving record. Further evidence of McLaughlin's irresponsibility occurred on May the 6th, when he was returning from his shift. That day, he ran into a roll-up door at the Loomis facility in Vallejo, causing significant damage to the door. Damage to the truck, however, was minor. Finally, on June the 7th, McLaughlin once again demonstrated his carelessness by knocking down several mailboxes near the edge of the company's parking lot. There was damage to the mailboxes and minor damage to the truck. Mr. David Rossi stated that he had spoken with McLaughlin on several occasions about his driving record. He added that he had warned McLaughlin that 3 preventable accidents in 1 year could lead to his discharge, as indeed it should.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What did the Loomis Accident Committee find out about the accident that occurred on March 13th? Question 24. What did McLaughlin do on June 7th near the edge of the company's parking lot? Question 25. What is most probably going to happen to McLaughlin? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
When Captain Cook asked the chiefs in Tahiti why they always ate apart and alone, they replied, "Because it is right." If we ask Americans why they eat with knives and forks, or why their men wear pants instead of skirts, or why they may be married to only one person at a time, we are likely to get similar and very uninformative answers. Because it's right. Because that's the way it's done. Because it's the custom. Or even, I don't know. The reason for these and countless other patterns of social behavior is that they are controlled by social norms, shared rules or guidelines which prescribe the behavior that is appropriate in a given situation. Norms define how people ought to behave under particular circumstances in a particular society. We conform to norms so readily that we are hardly aware they exist. In fact, we are much more likely to notice departures from norms than conformity to them. You would not be surprised if a stranger tried to shake hands when you were introduced, but you might be a little startled if they bowed, started to stroke you, or kissed you on both cheeks. Yet each of these other forms of greeting is appropriate in other parts of the world. When we visit another society whose norms are different, we quickly become aware that things we do this way, they do that way.
Now the passage will be read again. When Captain Cook asked the chiefs in Tahiti why they always ate apart and alone, they replied, "Because it is right." If we ask Americans why they eat with knives and forks, or why their men wear pants instead of skirts, or why they may be married to only one person at a time, we are likely to get similar and very uninformative answers. Because it's right. Because that's the way it's done. Because it's the custom. Or even, I don't know. The reason for these and countless other patterns of social behavior is that they are controlled by social norms, shared rules or guidelines which prescribe the behavior that is appropriate in a given situation. Norms define how people ought to behave under particular circumstances in a particular society. We conform to norms so readily that we are hardly aware they exist. In fact, we are much more likely to notice departures from norms than conformity to them. You would not be surprised if a stranger tried to shake hands when you were introduced, but you might be a little startled if they bowed, started to stroke you, or kissed you on both cheeks. Yet each of these other forms of greeting is appropriate in other parts of the world. When we visit another society whose norms are different, we quickly become aware that things we do this way, they do that way.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. When Captain Cook asked the chiefs in Tahiti why they always ate apart and alone, they replied, "Because it is right." If we ask Americans why they eat with knives and forks, or why their men wear pants instead of skirts, or why they may be married to only one person at a time, we are likely to get similar and very uninformative answers. Because it's right. Because that's the way it's done. Because it's the custom. Or even, I don't know. The reason for these and countless other patterns of social behavior is that they are controlled by social norms, shared rules or guidelines which prescribe the behavior that is appropriate in a given situation. Norms define how people ought to behave under particular circumstances in a particular society. We conform to norms so readily that we are hardly aware they exist. In fact, we are much more likely to notice departures from norms than conformity to them. You would not be surprised if a stranger tried to shake hands when you were introduced, but you might be a little startled if they bowed, started to stroke you or kissed you on both cheeks. Yet each of these other forms of greeting is appropriate in other parts of the world. When we visit another society whose norms are different, we quickly become aware that things we do this way, they do that way.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
Listening comprehension.